Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know why, but I must have read something about living streams. You know, we did sing this song this morning, Streams of Living Water. And it's just something about it quickened me to look into the Word to see what does the Word say about streams. And I was going to say living streams. And so I began to look up everything that the Word said about streams, and I found out that some streams are different. There are streams of tribulating things and streams of judgment that come flowing from God as well. And you say, well, is that true? Yes, we'll find out in the Word that indeed it is true. But in basically, if it comes from God, it's good. Amen? How many of you agree to that?
Amen.
Even if it's tribulation, if it comes from God, it's good. Because it has a purpose. And purpose up to a point, all purpose of God is redemptive. And if man completely, totally rejects the redemption of God, then there is a judgment aspect of that, because he cannot allow abomination, he cannot allow wickedness, he cannot allow corruption to pollute his holy house. Amen. So he's going to have to get rid of it. If the man carrying it won't get rid of it, he's going to have to remove the source. So let's look in a couple of verses. Actually, we're going to spend a lot of time in the Old Testament. As I look over this, it's all the time in the Old Testament. So let's look in Psalm 124. And I'm just going to read it's only 8 verses. I want to read Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Isn't this interesting? It's a repetition. If the Lord hadn't been on our side, Israel wouldn't say, if the Lord had been on our side. Amen? When men rose up against us, okay, then they had swallowed us up quick, with their wrath, when their wrath was kindled against us. Now listen to this. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. I'm taking the negative aspect of it here first. All right? So this thing that washes over you, if it comes from the throne of God, it's good. But here's a washing of something very unloving here. It seems to come from another source. And have you not experienced this kind of thing in your life at some point? I mean, most of us are over 20 years old here. And you've had some kind of experience that has just, poof, I mean, whoa, where did that come from? And like you're swimming and you just can't get your head above the water and... When am I going to get a good breath, Lord? When am I going to get my feet on something solid, you know? When can I get to the other shore? I'm tired of this now. I want to get on something solid where I can begin to climb. Okay, so this is what David is talking about here. Amen? Then the waters had overwhelmed us and the stream had gone over our soul. Where was this stream all about? You see, he's not talking about a natural stream here. He's talking about something that is overwhelming our soul, overwhelming our emotions. Amen? Have you ever been in a place like that where you just didn't think, you thought, I shouldn't feel this way, but I can't help it. I don't know what to do about it. Oh, God, help me. You know? And these overwhelming things are mainly things that hit your emotions. All right? And sometimes you say, why can't I shake this? I know this is not right. I know this is not true. I know this is not going to last forever. But it just discourages me so, okay? Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Now he's even talking about pride, that the pride of the enemy. afflicting your soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Okay? So the word is saying here, God has been watching over this whole process. Okay? And they were waiting to devour us. You've seen these pictures of how these lions will jump on the back of some of these fleeing animals, herbivorous animals. Did I say that right? These animals that eat grass, you know, the gazelles and the giraffe and the zebra and what have you. They put their teeth right into their neck. And if they can't break their neck, they'll choke them. And they have tremendous power in their teeth. So he's saying the Lord didn't give us as prey to their teeth.
Amen.
Amen. Our soul, listen to this, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who has made heaven and earth. I had a little reminder this week of the bird that is escaped out of the snare of the fowler. Okay? I have a little trap, should I admit this? I have a little trap. It catches critters alive. Well, I have mouse traps too. But this is a different one that catches. And I've noticed that the peanut butter in this thing is always missing. And nothing gets caught. And I think, how in the world is this happening? Is there a worm getting in here eating all my bait? And I'm out in the yard, and I hear snap. The lid, the ends of this thing come down. And I go and look, and sure enough, there's a little sparrow in there. So I said, honey, I'm going to let you loose.
Yeah.
This was not meant for you.
Right.
So I open the little gate. Away she goes. I think it's a little female. Anyway, away she goes. She was getting a free meal and not getting caught. But, you know, the Lord has set us. How did it say? Our soul is escaped.
Yeah, sure.
The enemy wants your soul.
Yeah.
He wants your will. He wants your desires.
Yeah.
He wants your mind. He wants your emotions. He wants to put you in a cage.
Yeah.
He wants to torment you in the cage, pull your feathers out or whatever he's going to do. He just wants to torment you and then kill you.
Yeah.
But our soul is escaped. Amen. Now let's go to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30, and we're going to have to go forward here a little bit. Not very far, not very far. Isaiah 30. We got a lot of scripture here. Isaiah 30. Start in verse. You know, I almost hate to pick out verses because I'd love to read the whole chapter. The whole chapter is really part of the context of where it's at. All right, so chapter 30 of Isaiah, let's start around verse 25. Oh my, let's go back further. Oh dear. It's about overcoming your enemy, the whole chapter here. Amen. Verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was all positive until up to the point, but you would not. In returning and in rest. How many of you know we need to go into a rest in the Lord?
Right.
We need to rest in Him. All right? And in quietness and confidence.
Yeah.
How many of you know quietness is the answer when sometimes there's a lot of noise? Everybody's got an idea. Everybody's got an opinion. My goodness, when I was out in Nebraska with Rita, and there were issues, you know, that we had to deal with. My goodness, the family came together. Everybody had a different idea. Everybody had an opinion. But you know what? It wasn't all the purpose of God, was it? You just have to be quiet, here what this is what God wants. Sometimes God is saying, don't put your hand in the thing. Leave your hand out of it and let God take care of the situation. Amen? So,
sometimes we have to be coming back to the Word of God and the promises of God.
In returning. Yeah.
We forget those.
Yeah, in returning and in rest. If you have a promise, if you have a Word of God, return to that.
Yes.
All right, that's in that verse. I'm just going to pick out a few good verses. Verse 17, 1,000 shall flee. Oh, wait, no, we got to do 16. But ye said no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. In other words, I have my own idea. This is the mindset of when you get in trouble, you're going to call on horses and chariots. Okay? Now, sometimes calling on horses and chariots means, well, I'm going to go get lawyers, and I'm going to go get a specialist, and I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get that. And that is not what the problem is. Yes, I have nothing against lawyers. I have nothing against doctors. Absolutely nothing. But I have also known people who delight in horses and chariots.
Right.
Every time there's a little, oh, I'm going to sue, I'm going to get a lawyer. And this is the way they think.
Crazy.
And you know what? The horses and chariots are not going to deliver them.
Right.
Amen? So, 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon on the top of the mountain and as an ensign on a hill. See, this is not a good thing. This is when you're depending on your own self for your deliverance. Let's move on down. Verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. The Lord spoke this verse specifically to me. I remember it was after Sister Janet passed away. I remember this particular day I went for a walk down toward the woods. And I said, Lord, 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 what's happening? What's going on? What am I to do? How am I to know how to walk? And I heard this verse. It was just like it was saying here, and ye shall, and your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the... So, that's saying, if you depend on the Spirit of God to guide you, okay, if you turn the wrong way, all right, now the right might be wrong, the left might be wrong. You say, well, it looks like a good idea to go this way. That might not be the Lord's way. If you turn wrong, you'll hear this voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. So you will know by the Spirit of God. Now, let's move on down. I want to get down to verse 25. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Do you remember that verse? Remember that verse when the towers in New York City fell?
Yeah.
What he's saying here, and it's a very difficult verse to understand, because this flood of streams of waters has a double meaning. You can find a double meaning in this. It can be an overwhelming flood of tribulation. Okay? But on the other hand, speaking of the people of God, this is a good thing. Okay? On every high hill and every high mountain, rivers and streams of waters. Amen? So let's go down to verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. See, now this is good. That's a pretty bright moon, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the moon is a picture of the church. So what he's saying here, in the day when the towers fall, and there, I believe we're going to see more towers fall. This isn't the last of the falling of towers. spiritually speaking. Okay? The church, the true church, I don't mean the false church, the true church is going to be shine as bright as God. Okay? We're going to have the fullness of God. Amen? And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. What is binding up the breach of his people? What is a breach? A breach is a hole. A breach, what is a breach in a wall? It's when part of the wall is broken down, isn't it? Okay. So the house of God is supposed to be a complete house, right? The wall, the foundation and everything. But there's a breach in the people of God. So what God is saying here is that he's going to bind up the breach. Okay? And in the day that he does so, the sun is that sevenfold is a figure of speech. In other words, the brightness of God, the glory of God is going to be at its fullness. Okay? And the church, the moon, is going to be at her fullness as well. Okay?
It's what Isaiah said. What, Isaiah 60?
I'm in Isaiah, yeah.
The darkness upon the earth?
Yeah.
But the light will be seen upon you?
Yes, yes, amen. Behold, verse 27, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger. See, now here's the other side of the issue. Okay, there's two sides to these verses. Burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. He's not very pleased. All right, we're talking about a season of an end time thing here.
Yeah.
Binding up the wound of his people, but bringing judgment on the abomination of wickedness. Amen? And his breath, verse 28, and his breath as an overflowing stream. See, this is a stream now. A stream does what? A stream continues to flow. Streams don't stop. They just keep moving. And you can't control them, you can't stop them. You can get into them, and they'll just cover you over or whatever. Okay? Let me read it again. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck. That's pretty deep.
Yeah.
And this is judgment now. It's going to reach to the neck to sift the nations with a sieve of vanity. A sieve of vanity is futility. It's going to sift out all the futility of the world. How many of you believe that about 90% of the world's activities is vanity? Futility! Come on, just listen to the radio for a while if you want to. Okay, they tell you the news, but you know what? Most of the news is vanity. The political posturing, the sports, the network of sports, it's vanity.
Yeah.
It's all vanity. I mean, people pay hundreds of dollars to see guys whack at little balls. And I mean, think about it, like that. It's vanity.
Crazy.
Why would I pay and travel hundreds of miles to pay hundreds of dollars for tickets to see that? Horses running around a little circle. One horse is going to get a nose ahead of him. It's all vanity. And people bet millions. How many million did they say they bet the other day on the track? I heard on the radio. There were 35,000 people there. And by the way, they expect 50,000 at this famous, whatever, Travers or something. And yeah, and they won't let any more in. But just this other day, of 35,000 people, they told how many million was bet. It wasn't over 100 million. It was something like, I don't know. Yeah, something like 30 million or something. Well, do the math on that. And what's it come out to? That means that everybody there
made a bet.
That, what, $1,000 or something like that?
Wow.
I'm not real quick on knocking the zeros off here without a calculator, but vanity! He's going to sift them with vanity, a sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, listen to this, causing them to err.
Yeah, they're going to get it.
A bridle in the jaws.
Yeah, he's going to lug them around.
It's like the verse that says, I'm going to put a hook in her nose and draw her forth. So, yes, God is going to use the wicked and draw them into their destruction at the time of the end, if they will not repent.
Amen.
Then, here's the verse now. I want to try to finish. Oh, no, I can't finish. Ye shall have a song as in the night. Listen to this. This is warfare. This is warfare of the house of God. Then ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept. This is a feast. A holy feast is kept, okay? And gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe. Now this is not a plumbing pipe. You're not going down there with a lead pipe or anything. This is not what it's talking about. It's talking about a musical instrument. Okay? You're going down there with a flute.
Right.
A piccolo. An oboe, you know. Something like that. You're playing music, okay? As one goes in the night with gladness of heart. Remember, this is a happy occasion now. You're really feeling good. Amen? Going with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord to the mighty one of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is a song. Ye shall have a song, he said.
Yes.
How many of you want to have a song?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to have a song. Rita has lots of songs. She has songs all the time. And I have to get inspired.
She'll get a new one.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, I can be upstairs and she's downstairs and I hear the song floating up from down below, you know, and I'm saying, yes, Rita has a song. God bless her. Amen. Well, some people know how to lay hold of that verse better than others.
Right.
Okay. And let me just read a few more. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. How many of you long to hear the voice of God?
Amen.
Yes? He's, you know what? He says, he will cause it to be heard. It doesn't matter how hard of hearing you are. If he wants his voice to be heard, you're going to hear it. Amen? And shall show the lightning down of his arm. Wow. All he's got to do is point his arm and the lightning is going to fall. The lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger and with the flame of a devouring fire that scattereth with scattering and tempest and hailstones. God is going to have his day. All right, now let's go on. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with the rod. Now, listen to your point here, our part. And every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps and in battles of shaking with the fight, will he fight with it. So he's going to use the music, the praise. Am I wrong here? Tabrets and harp. What is a tabret?
It's simple.
It's this little thing that Sister was playing this morning. All right, a tambourine. Tambourines and harps. What's a harp? It's a stringed instrument. So a harp could be a guitar. Okay? A harp could be a violin. A harp could be a piano. Those are the kinds of music, and he says, it's this kind of music everywhere that this grounded staff, okay? And now that's God's staff of punishment, okay? But everywhere that will pass, the music is going to come, and it's going to be shaking, and with that will he fight with it. Now, let me just go on and finish this. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire, the pile, P-I-L-E, thereof is fire, and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. There's that stream again. So, this pile is a pile of wood. Okay? And God is saying, what is wood representative of?
Humanity,
flesh, carnality. Okay? We were talking about vanity. The vanity of man's carnality is going to come under judgment. And I remember very clearly, probably one of the last messages I heard of Brother DeSeel. Again, it was the one that we were in the Czech Republic and they were trying to bring him in on the internet. And I remember he was talking about fire. And he was talking about the fire that is going to consume the dross of our soul.
Amen.
And I remember him making the point very clearly how much fire you're going to have, how much heat you're going to have is all dependent on how much wood you're going to retain.
Right.
If you're going to let him burn off the wood little by little, it isn't going to be such a big bonfire on that final day. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I got it.
You want to get rid of flame, you want to get rid of fire,
right.
Then get rid of the carnality.
Right.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let my flesh go. Let my carnal desires go. Let some of my ambitions go. It's carnality. It's vanity, a lot of it. Okay? Unless it pertains to the kingdom of God, it's going to have to go. Now, I know we don't all let go of it that fast, do we? But that which we retain, when that fire... this we're talking about the fire of God. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. Kindle means it lights it. All right. Well, we're not getting very far here. Let's go to Isaiah 66. I guess we had more than I thought we had. Isaiah 66. We're going to get into some very positive stream here in a little bit. 66 brings us to the last chapter of Isaiah. And, yes, we're looking at a positive one right now. 66. Where shall we start? All right, let's go to verse 8. And verse 9, just to get us in the context here. Verse 8, who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Now that word children is plural, isn't it? So this is not just talking about one woman. This is Zion. And the pronoun is she.
Yeah.
As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the church, are we not? True Zion. When she travails, she will bring forth. How many of you believe that Zion is about to travail?
Amen.
How many of you believe maybe Zion has been travailing for a while? Okay? Could there be more travail coming?
Yes.
Yes. But the Lord says it's going to be quick.
Yeah. Amen.
In other words, it isn't going to go on for thousands of years. It's going to be quick. When Zion travails, she will bring forth. What is she going to bring forth?
Man-child.
Yes, there you go. A man-child. So, however, it uses the word plural because it is actually a plural man-child company coming forth.
Right.
Okay? Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? Come on, you women, you can understand this, can't you? those of you that have brought forth birth, you don't want to get stuck right up at the point of labor. You've been that way for long enough, haven't you? It's time to bring forth. It's time to deliver this
Amen.
This burden, so to speak. This
Amen.
this thing that has well, I better not say much more. Amen. Okay, it's time to bring forth, saith the Lord. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God? Rejoice, ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. I'm going down to verse 12 now. Verse 11. That ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, and ye shall be borne upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees. I think that's far enough. Amen. So this is good news, isn't it? This is a river again. He will extend peace to her. Peace like a river.
Amen.
Tell me what that describes to you.
Peace.
Is that just a peace like a river? Is that 5 minutes of peace?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just an hour and then it's going to be over? Is that peace that's just going to last today and then tomorrow, as soon as Monday morning comes and the phone starts ringing and your troubles come back and everybody gets back at their job and all of a sudden, is it over?
I've seen the river in the backyard be very peaceful, like it was glass. And then
the mighty Mohawk River, right.
Then it would turn into rubble.
But this is a quiet river now we're talking about. Yeah, we're not talking about a torrent.
Hopefully it'll be
like, peace like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. What is the glory of the Gentiles? Who's going to help me out here?
Our glory is in the Lord.
Yeah, but what is the glory of the Gentiles?
Their glory?
That we accepted the gospel.
Okay, and you know, the Gentiles, basically, spiritually speaking, the Gentiles have all the confidence and all the riches and all the, you know, they take great confidence in all of their holdings.
Mm-hmm.
Security,
yes.
Shall we say. They call it their security. God is saying the glory of that is going to be for His church. She's going to be secure. She's going to know that she's not going to lose out tomorrow. Okay? It's going to be there. Steadfast. All right, let's move on to Daniel, the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7. So we're moving forward here. Daniel chapter 7. And now this is a context again of Daniel having seen these four beasts, okay? And among these beasts, okay, in particular on the last beast, which is the last world empire, I guess I'll have to read the context here. Chapter 7, verse 7. After this I saw in the night vision, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. This is a picture of an evil man. Probably an antichrist spirit of man. Okay, now, we get into verse 9. We're going to read down a few verses here. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down. Now that can be interpreted two ways. The thrones were cast down. The thrones of the world were cast down, okay, thrown down, but the throne of God was set down, okay? In other words, it was established. So the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. So we're also talking about his throne. The Ancient of Days is who? The Lord God Almighty, okay? Whose garment was white as snow. You know, you're going to know him when you see him. His garment is white as snow. The hair of his head like the pure wool. Amen? That implies that he's not a youngster either, is he? Amen? His throne was like a fiery flame. You'd be careful to approach this throne, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Amen? And his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream. Now here's a stream again. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands. Who's the mathematician here? Larry, what do you get when you multiply 1,000 times 1,000?
A million.
You get a million. So obviously they didn't have a word for a million.
No.
So they would say 1,000 thousands.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Right.
So we're already up to millions. Now listen, we're going to add more. Thousands ministered to him. That's plural. And 10,000 times 10,000. We're getting into big numbers here. Amen. Stood before him, the judgment was set, and the books were opened. In other words, what he's saying here, remember now, there's a fiery stream that comes from him. And what they're saying here is the court is in session. How do you think the judgment is going to go? The King of the universe is on his throne, and there's streams of fire coming forth from him. Do you think any darkness is going to have a chance? Do you think any darkness of our soul is going to have a chance? What does this want to make us do when we read this? Oh my God, I want to repent.
Yeah.
Amen. And I beheld, let me see how far, oh yeah, a couple more verses. And I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. All right, see now this demon-possessed creature, before this, in this same circumstance, he's rising up. This sounds like the devil himself, doesn't it? He's rising up with great words. Everything that God does, the devil wants to destroy. Every good thing, he wants to create the opposite. So he says, I beheld then because the voice, the sound of the pompous words, is what it says in my margin here, of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame.
Amen. God devoured him.
Where'd that burning flame come from?
God.
Amen. God destroyed him.
Yes.
But you know what? It says is it either in Isaiah or Ezekiel, where it's describing Satan, it says that a fire will be kindled within him, which will destroy him. In other words, his own ambitions, his own hatred, his own pride is really going to be the cause of his own destruction.
Amen.
Okay? All God has to do is speak the word. Amen. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I'll just finish a few more verses. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
The kingdom of God is coming.
Yes.
It will not pass away.
Amen.
I mean, this is ancient prophecy, brethren, but it's just as true today. Shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we got a little more time. Let's go to Amos. Amos, just three books later. Amos chapter 5. We're getting into some real positive things now, the stream. we would consider positive. Let me put it that way. Everything in the Word of God is positive, by the way. But man does not always consider it so. Amos chapter 5. And I wanted to go to verse 24. This is an interesting passage here about judgment. This is very interesting. I probably should read it so that we get a picture of what all is being taught. Let's start at verse 16. Therefore, the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord saith thus, wailing shall be in all streets. And they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. And they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. You know they had professional wailers and mourners that they would hire for funerals? You want to have a good funeral? You got to go hire the Mourners Incorporated, you know. Boy, they'll give you a good funeral. They'll wail and cry and make everybody feel bad, you know. Tell everybody how great they were. Yes, they had professional mourners. And it was these mourners that Jesus had to put out when he raised the little girl.
Yeah.
That's
right.
He put them all out.
Right. Amen.
Because they wanted their job.
Yeah.
And he was putting an end to their job that day.
Wow.
They weren't going to get paid. Amen. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. How many of you want to see the day of the Lord? He's saying, woe unto you. It isn't going to be a pleasant time.
No.
It isn't going to be rapture off into the clouds some glad morning. No, no. If that's what you think the day of the Lord is, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Okay? To what end is it for you the day of the Lord is darkness and not light? As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him. I mean, that's he got away from the lion, but there's the bear waiting for him. Amen? Or went into the house. Ha! At last I'm in the house. He leans against the wall and a serpent bites him. See, this is what he's saying.
Right.
This is darkness. It's tribulation is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Not glad times are here again.
Right.
All right. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. That means the offerings.
Right.
Your perfumes and your incense and the little God is saying, I don't like your religious rituals.
Amen.
Isn't that what it's saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have your holidays, you have your festivities.
Yeah.
Your churches have their festivals or whatever they call them, where everybody gets out in a carnival out in the middle of the streets and the bands are playing and the merry-go-rounds are going and the Ferris wheels are going and they're selling ice cream and cotton candy and the hucksters are out huckstering and selling raffle tickets and whatever. This is religion. God said, I don't want it.
Amen.
Amen. Though ye offer me burnt offerings. See, our religious rituals are maybe a little different than they were in the days of Amos.
Right.
But it's still religious rituals.
Right.
It's still Babylon.
Right.
Amen. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. You think you can buy me off,
nope,
is what God is saying, without changing your heart.
Right.
I am not interested in whatever you're trying to bribe me with.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Take them away from me, the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials.
Mm.
Your pipes, your musicians,
mm-hmm,
professional musicians. Do you know that? A lot of churches, their music has to sound like a professional orchestra.
God doesn't honor it.
You know, we get a note wrong every now and then. I don't know, we might have had a lot of notes wrong this morning. Somebody's voice gave out maybe a little bit, wasn't able to keep it up. Do you know what God thought of all this?
He loved it.
He was pleased.
Yes.
He was pleased. It was like I heard him say, I'm pleased that my people come before me with a true heart.
Amen.
Of praise.
Amen.
It pleases me. The Lord is saying,
hallelujah,
it pleases me that my people are here before me.
And these big secret sensitive churches now, they're putting on a show.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
They're putting on concerts.
Yeah.
You know, smoke machines, the strobe lights.
Oh yeah, I saw them. Okay. Yeah.
This is why the young people love that stuff. It's like going to a free concert. You know?
Sure.
They're not there, really for the Lord.
Not there to seek the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But listen to this now. We're coming to the key verse here. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Here's the bottom line. Here's what God is saying he wants. You want to talk about a stream? God wants a water to run judgment. Judgment. Let's say the real word here. Justice.
Yeah.
Do you believe that we have a government that it really issues justice?
No.
No.
Corrupt.
Do you believe that the world courts are really giving justice?
No.
Do you believe the UN is really giving justice? No. No, of course not.
It's all corrupt.
It's corruption.
Yep.
Everything is corrupt. It's all a matter of where the corruption is going.
Exactly.
Oh, it's time for the corruption to go to Asia. Oh, no, it's time for a little more corruption to go to Africa. Now it's time for wherever, you know. Everybody has to have their turn to have their finger in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
God says, what I want is a flow of justice.
Yeah.
I want it to continue uninterrupted. I want it to be reliable, predictable. The next time you go to that court, I want the same kind of thinking from the judge,
mm-hmm,
from the jury, from everyone involved, every occasion. I don't want it judged this way one day and the other way another day on the same evidence.
Mm.
And then he says he also wants righteousness as a mighty stream.
Yeah.
Now this isn't just a trickle. This is a mighty stream now. This one can flow with some vigor. Vigor, as they say in Massachusetts.
Rapids.
Some vigor.
Rapids.
Rapids.
Yes, the rapids.
Yes. I want righteousness.
Yes.
You know, how many of you believe that we're going to rule and reign with Christ?
Amen.
Come on, of course you believe that, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a trick question. We are we not?
Amen.
Okay, so how are we going to rule and reign with Christ?
In His righteousness.
There you go. Are we going to have to run for office?
No.
Are we going to have to put advertisements on television so that we can rule and reign with Christ? Vote for John Doe. He will rule and reign with Christ.
Amen.
Vote for him today. No, vote for Jane Doe. She will rule it. No, no, it isn't going to be anything like that.
Amen.
How will we rule?
With him.
With righteousness. When the people of God turn with him to 100% righteousness, nothing else is going to survive.
Right.
Wickedness, pride, arrogance, vanity.
Right.
It just isn't going to fly.
Yeah.
I heard a preacher one time say, you know, the day is going to come when all these sports stadiums are going to be empty.
Mm-hmm.
If righteousness is really ruling,
yeah,
as far as their purpose that they were built, they will be empty.
Right.
Now, I don't know, maybe God will find another purpose for them. Maybe for preaching the word.
Burn them down.
But as far as the vanity of the world's thinking, empty.
Mm-hmm.
Empty, empty. Praise the Lord. Let me go to one more verse. I'm going to go to Song of Solomon. And then I'm going to... let's go to Song of Solomon. We have to go back a little bit here now. Solomon 4. And this is just one verse. So Solomon 4:15. He's talking about his loved one. Did I say verse 12? No, let's start in verse 12. Okay. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. Who's the sister spouse that he's talking about? It's the bride.
Yep.
The bride of Christ. A garden enclosed. Amen? In other words, that's a locked up garden.
I got one.
Rabbits can't get into that one. Foxes can't get in. None of the things that want to eat your beans are going to get in there. Okay. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
Mm.
All right, so there you've got your own little watering spring here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to have that garden?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amen. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates. Well, I don't know what pomegranates are, but I'll settle for apples and peaches and such the like. Yeah.
Good.
With pleasant fruits, campfire with spikenard. Campfire? All right. Spikenard and saffron, camellus, cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh, and aloes, with all the chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. So, I think we have time to go quickly to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. And we'll probably close with Psalm 46. I'll read the whole thing. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, you can get little placards with that verse on, put it up in your house. If you don't have it, you can print it on the computer and put it up in your kitchen somewhere.
Yep.
Living room, bedroom, whatever.
Put it in your heart.
Yeah. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. That sounds pretty tumultuous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The earth being removed. Where would the earth be removed to? Go out of its orbit or something?
It's earth.
Amen. Even though that were to happen, he's saying, which we're probably not going to see happen, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Now, verse 4. Psalm 46, verse 4. We're ready for that now. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. No, we're really getting into the river here, aren't we? This is the river I wanted to get to.
You got to swim to get there.
There is a river.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that the song we were singing today?
Yeah.
There is a river that flows from deep within. Amen. Okay. Well, you don't want to hear me sing. Anyway, there's a river. And what is this river made out of? This is not water now. This is a stream of something else. This is something else that flows, right? The Spirit of God. There is a river, the streams, plural. Streams flow from this river. Shall make glad the city of God.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you would like to be glad?
Yes, amen.
How many of you would like to live glad all the time? In reality, have you been glad all the time?
No.
No, I haven't been.
No.
Why?
It's hard.
Yes, because life is hard.
Yeah.
But God says, when you get in my river,
right,
the city can be glad.
Yes.
And you're part of that city.
Amen.
Okay? The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. What is the holy place? Amen. The holy place church we're talking to right now. God is in the midst of her. Listen. He's using a pronoun, her. God is in the midst of her. All right. Who is this her? It's Zion. Okay. The city of God, the holy place. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Amen.
Now that right early, somebody says that means at the break of dawn. Right early means as soon as you're awake.
Uh-huh.
Break of dawn.
Uh-huh.
Unless you sleep till 10 o'clock, of course. But then he's there before you even wake up. Amen. The heathen raged. See, the heathen didn't like this idea very much, did they? Who are the heathen?
Ungodly people.
Unbelievers.
Yeah.
Amen. The world, the Gentiles. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. See, what's going on in the world today? The heathen are upset, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They want their caliphate. They want to have
their
wicked rule established.
Yeah.
The devil wants it. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the devil... This is the devil's want. He wants his kingdom established, and his kingdoms are being moved to accomplish that. Now, let's go on. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Now, this is different he now here. He, God, uttered his voice.
Yep.
Earth melts. Now, that's a stream too, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a stream of fire. I mean, when you can melt the earth. What is the earth now? Let's not think of this globe and the blue pictures. He's the earth melted, the flesh, carnality,
yes.
Man's thinking, just gone, melted, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob, our refuge. Who's Jacob, by the way? Anybody going to tell me who Jacob is? Come on, somebody knows. What's the meaning of Jacob?
Supplanter.
Jacob, the supplanter, the wrestler, the conniver, the planner, the... What was the other word?
Deceiver.
Deceiver, yeah. Jacob, the guy that wants to get the better of you.
Yeah.
The guy that wants to get on top and keep you on the bottom.
Yeah.
The God of Jacob is with us. Amen?
Yeah.
He is our refuge. Come... Behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. You know, I don't think God is the author of these wars. I really don't. You go back and you study the goings-on, you know, get into the real history of the one that we can remember, Vietnam, for instance.
No, it wasn't God.
It wasn't God. There was no logic.
There was no reason
for that.
No.
I mean, I don't know what their Gulf of Tonkin resolution was even all about. Some Vietnamese boat got too close to our boat or something, and they conjured it. I suspect it was all a lie.
Yeah.
I suspect.
Yeah.
It was a lie so that the politicians could have their fun and their, you know.
War money.
They made a lot of money.
There was a lot of. That's where the term the military industrial complex.
Yeah.
Was it Eisenhower? Eisenhower was the one that. Yeah. Got that. And it was the military industrial. I mean, do you know how many million tons of bombs were let off on Laos? I mean, I'm not talking Vietnam. I'm talking Laos, where the Ho Chi Minh Trail came down through Laos.
Yeah.
Bombs. Millions of tons of bombs. What did they say? There was 2,000... how many ton per every individual
wow.
that lived in Laos
wow.
that was dropped on the place?
Wow.
And there's still bombs there that if the people try to till a field, boom!
Oh, wow.
Bombs are still going off.
Oh.
Why? What did it accomplish? Let me ask you, what did it accomplish? Now, I'm not trying to get political here. What did it accomplish? How many, your generation, how many American lives were lost?
58,000.
That
they'll talk about.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that never came back.
Yeah, yeah, reducing the world's population.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
That was part of their goal.
They still want to do it, too.
Yeah.
They did that with the World War One, World War Two.
Maybe we could say how many lives have been lost from abortions.
Oh. Can't
isn't this reducing population?
Yeah.
Millions.
So anywhere from 57 to 70 million.
And you know what? The politicians that say they're against this kind of thing, the vote comes up, boom, no, we'll give them another $1 billion. Keep pouring the money in. They're reducing the population for us. And whose lives are they taking? Well, we don't have statistics, but you know what? It's probably a lot of poor people, a lot of minority people whose lives, and you know what? These are the people that will vote for the same politicians
yeah.
that support that.
Yep.
Because they have bought the lie.
Yep.
They have.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I'm so interested in where Jesus said, everything will be revealed.
Yeah.
The dead bodies will be revealed. The blood will be revealed. What has been coming out in the news the last couple of weeks? Blood. Blood on their hands all over the place. All coming to the light. But you know what? The machine goes on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I got into it. He maketh wars to cease. This is God. God is bringing war to an end. Man is making more wars.
Yeah.
War to end all wars. I can hear this politician up there saying, "You're going to have a." That was World War One. The war to end all wars. Did it end all wars?
No,
it didn't. And you know what? There were more million men killed in that war than the next one.
Mm.
Cannon fodder is all that they were. Men hiding in trenches, bombs coming on the trenches, killing them off by the thousands. And anybody, by the way, the political atmosphere at that time, anybody that dared stand up and say, this is unjust, this is wicked, hustle them off.
Yeah.
It was against the law to speak against that kind of thing. Listen, I was very young in World War II, very young. But my mind still remembers the mindset that was still there upon the land. I don't remember Hiroshima, even though I was 4 years old. you know, maybe my parents talked about it a little bit. I was too young to comprehend. The only thing I comprehend, I remember the airplanes flying over. You're not as old as I am, are you? You're not in your...
Nobody.
Oh, you're too young. Well, you're almost there, Larry.
Yeah, but I'll never be as old.
Yeah, because I keep moving. But these waves and waves of airplanes flying over the house. Wait, do you ever remember that?
I do.
You do? Waves and waves of airplanes coming. I mean, there were... everywhere you'd look, there were airplanes. And they were practicing... They were practicing their bombing flights.
Oh.
I remember it as a very little child.
You get excited.
I mean, the windows would shake in your house from the vibration of these. And these are all propeller-driven airplanes just droning over. It seemed like they came without end. And I didn't live very far from Rome Air Force Base, so I suspect that's where they were coming from. They were taken off one after another, several of them taken off at once. Then they would all be probably landing in unison.
Wow.
This is war.
Yeah.
They practice in the mountains.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bring this to an end. He makes wars to end on the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder and burneth the chariot with fire. Listen, this is not just ancient weapons. God is saying that he's going to be able to do this with modern weapons. As well, with these modern missiles, tanks, airplanes, why do we fear? All God has to say is, and they're all gone. They're all broken.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't hide. Every one of you has probably by now been marked by Google. They've got your address. They've got your coordinates of where you live. You can't hide. But you know what? If you're living in righteousness, they can set their drone, they can set their missile, they can set whatever to the GPS of your bedroom and miss. Because God is in charge.
Amen.
He says he breaks their spears, he breaks their bow, he breaks their arrows, he breaks their missiles.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Blessed be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.